Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chad Dukes versus the world is back on the bench in the biggest way possible. Of course, after years of suffering at the hands of the monster within, the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Capitals finally shed the beast, cut off its head, and went to the next level, and then beat Tampa's ass, and now they're playing for a Stanley Cup. So after years of having Chad Dukes on the show, every time the Penguins would eliminate the Capitals with that phone call, we're finally having him back on to celebrate my misery and enjoy his happiness after he's had 40 beers already today.
Well, what your listeners need to understand, Scotty, is that's not hyperbole. The last 2 years in a row, I have been on the air, on the bench, as the Capitals were eliminated from the postseason. It is whatever the reverse of good mojo is when I come on this show is what happens when you and I get together when the Capitals are in the postseason. So I greatly appreciate you and all your producers booking me after the deed has been done.
So what happened to your life in any capacity after Howard, my old boss, Howard Stern, talked about you shredding that Ian Rappaport guy when you guys had your little fight?
I know you are a radio guy like I'm a radio guy through and through, never wanted to do anything else, and you work for Howard. He's the tip of the mother effing spear. So when that guy says one kind word about you, and I heard him say many kind words about you, that guy doesn't compliment a lot of radio guys, Scotty. So for that to take place, it was incredibly complimentary. And then I had Joe Theismann on my show this week, who had his own story about running into Howard Stern in the streets. And of course, all your listeners should Google Joe Theismann, Andre the Giant, for the greatest picture you've ever seen in your life. He actually came on the show just to tell me that he was impressed that Howard liked me shredding Ian Rappaport on Chad Dukes Version of the World. So it's been a pretty great week for me, to be honest.
So you're now you're like, it all like got cleared up and you guys are good and everything. Cause it would be so much better if you weren't.
Well, I'm fine with him. I threw out the stipulation. As long as he called in and apologized to my listeners, we'd be cool. You know, enough time on this planet. I weigh 250 pounds. I'm drinking a 2-liter bottle of Lagunitas right now. Like, I'm going to croak continually here. I said, look, Ian, if you can win, we're good. And he called in. He apologized. And we're good. But I got to say, whooping his ass up and down the radio dial has been very, very good for my career.
So what did all the people in the station and stuff say about it? Because that's like a heavy hitters club right there. You're going into a different stratosphere. Was there talk? Was there fallout from the people around you? Did the jealousy uptick start?
Well, I got so many DMs from guys, and look, I don't want to trash the guy. I think Ian probably is a nice person, but I got DMs from people at the NFL Network, from people at ESPN, from fellow beat reporters that all said, hey, we've wanted to say something like what you said to Ian Rappaport for many years.
But what did they say about your, who cares about him? What did people say about Howard doing you up? Who cares about that guy?
Well, I mean, Scotty, you've been on JFK for years. You
right,
know that. Like,
right.
Howard was a JFK station. It was Howard, Don and Mike, Opie and Anthony, the Junkies, Scott Farrell, Grease Man, G. Gordon Liddy, all of those names. So I got probably way more run at my station than I wanted any other AM sports talker in the country. So it's been great. Like, people actually take me a little bit more seriously than they used to, which is, you know, not saying much considering it was like circus clowns pouring out of a tiny car up until that point.
Chad Dukes versus the world. So let me ask you this question. Let's talk about the Capitals a little bit here. So they go, and I said the night before they won it that I was on the air, and I said, he's the guy that you got to worry about is Ovi, because he's going to come out and he's going to just win this game. He's the one that's going to get it done. He's the star. He's the best player on the ice. He's the one I'd worry about if I were, Tampa Bay. And they didn't worry about him, and he scored the game winner a minute into the game. The minute that guy scored, I honestly believed that it was over. They were going to win.
Howitzer from the left blue dot, you're absolutely right. And he sets the tone. And even when he doesn't show up in the box, which he hasn't a couple of times during this postseason, Scotty, they all take the cues from him. I tell you what was the biggest surprise for me is Andre Burakovsky, who our midday show is politicking for him to get taken off the ice completely. Young kid, but, a bit of a millennial. The guy kind of goes and with his feelings, he goes out there and scores twice. That was the difference maker. But the tone that was set by the Capitals in an elimination game on the road, Scotty, they lost three in a row in that series. And you know the makeup of the Washington Capitals. You know what they've done in the postseason up until that point. To do the Penguins on their home ice in game six, and then to lose three in a row and then win two in a row to win the series, I've never seen the Capitals team wired this way. And I expected them to go into the Stanley Cup and win the whole thing against a team in its first year of existence.
So let me do you think that because I believe that he's the best player that I've ever seen in my life that didn't win the Stanley Cup. And I think that it's actually, in my view, it's inevitable. I think that it's meant to be, and I think he'll win it. And I think that he'll go to the Hall of Fame. I said on the air that, like, Ray Bourque, they gifted him the Stanley Cup. They're like, here, come play with us. We're the best team in the league, and we'll let you win a Stanley Cup so you can retire happy. But I actually think Ovechkin has given – not that – I think Ray Bourque had a brilliant career, but I think the Colorado Cup was pretty easy. I thought Ovi, if he earns the Stanley Cup, he did it with leaving his entire innards and all the blood in his body on the ice.
It's such a great point, Scotty, and it's actually a great analogy. And I've talked to so many people this week that you look at Ovi right now, he looks like he's about 39. He's only 33 years old, but he's in this weird kind of nebulous neutral zone where he is smart enough and has enough age to realize the mistakes he made previously, but he's also skilled enough still athletically to go out there and be one of the best players on the ice. Barry Trotz was in Russia this off season, and he was just there to visit one of his loved ones, and he went and he met with Ovi, and they discussed what type of reinvention needed to take place, and you're just seeing a different guy, and he's still physical, he can still go out there and forecheck, he can still throw elbows, but what he is he's more judicious with his physicality, and he realizes that it can be better used elsewhere. He's got guys like Tom Wilson that are just out there like the Tasmanian devil, just regulating for him, and to see Ovi kind of reach this next level while he's still physically gifted enough to do it. Nobody's putting this guy on their back like Yoda and carrying him through the jungle. It's not that. He has realized the mistakes he's made in the past and is still talented enough and young enough to go out there and execute in a top-level way. It's really an amazing thing to see if you followed his entire career.
So, is the show – are people freaking out about the Capitals or do they – is it – like, I mean, do they even care? I mean, I know that it's a big thing there, but is it – it's never been bigger than the Redskins. And is it bigger than, let's say, the Nationals and everything and the Wizards? Has the Capitals captured the hearts of people all around the Beltway or is it just a niche thing?
Well, that's a great point, Scotty. You've done radio in New York. You've done radio in Los Angeles. You've done radio everywhere where it's you consider it a transient city where people come there for work, come there for whatever. I've had probably a baker's dozen worth of phone calls this week that said the first game they've watched in hockey in their lives are Game 7 against the Tampa Bay Lightning. I mean, we don't know what the carbon footprint is going to be if this team is able to go capture a championship for 2 decades. I mean, nobody's sniffed it since the Redskins in Super Bowl 26. So who knows what's going to take place? If you're going to tell me, no, I mean, baseball is still bigger. Football is still bigger, but this is a front-running town. This is an event-driven town. And there's plenty of people that are from different parts of the country where hockey wasn't even a question that are looking for a team to adopt. So if you're asking me what happens, what the ramifications are, I don't know, but I think they're going to be sizable.
Do you worry about obviously you have to like respect this team you're playing. They've kicked everyone's ass and they have they skate circles around everyone. Their speed is unbelievable and they have two-way guys literally at every position. I believe I actually said on the show, they do everything better than every team in the league right now this year, including their pregame show at their arena. They talk about all these other arenas. That's the arena that's rocking the most is the one in Vegas behind everyone else's assumptions that it's Nashville or Winnipeg. It's actually the Vegas show. I'm surprised they don't have strippers on the ice.
By the way, I love the medieval times routine. I get a lot of upside sports guys to call in about what the Golden Knights do before their games go on the ice. But Google that whole deal. They whip that whole area up. What are they doing? Scotty, you got to remember, there's a goalkeeper there that owns the Washington Capitals. He's going for his third Stanley Cup in a row. The GM, George McPhee, he built the Capitals from the ground up, and then he built the Golden Knights. So there's so much information that you have. A lot of cross-sections there between these two teams. That's why I think it's such an amazing story. I mean, of course, the Golden Knights, they're going to write their own ticket there. That no one's ever done this. It's one of the greatest stories in the history of professional sport. But to go up against the Capitals with all of this baggage that have pierced through this glass ceiling and they're able to go and contend for something that Washington, D.C. hasn't even bothered to hope for. Because, I mean, look at the other teams. The Nationals can't wait to go out in the first round. The Washington Wizards, they can't wait to snipe on each other in social media, on Twitter. And the Washington Redskins have been a laughing stock for 20 years since Dan Snyder took over. Nobody expected this. We all knew that if it was going to take place, the Capitals were going to have to shed their skin and become something they've never been. And miraculously, they've done it. And to have it be not Winnipeg, not Anaheim, not the Kings, not any of these other teams, to have it be against the Golden Knights and their former general manager, I hope it drives in as many casual fans as I think it's going
to. So will you, it's Chad Dukes versus the world, will you rip them if they lose, or will you just say this was their greatest season ever?
How could you do it, Scotty? I mean, how could you possibly rip them? The conference championship drought in Washington, D.C., is two decades. And you look at the talent that has come and gone here. No. And what I like about it is I have John Carlson on my show absolutely each and every week, Jay Beagle, Devontae Smith-Pelly, all these guys come on our station. We're the flagship station, and none of them have lost one iota of focus. They're all unflappable. Everything is about the cup. There is something different about this team. For the first time in my life, I can say this because the Redskins won Super Bowls back when I was a kid and I didn't have full appreciation. If the Capitals don't win the Stanley Cup, I'll be shocked. And I've never, ever been in a position to say that. I'm having conversations with beat reporters for the first time ever in a conference championship scenario. So I don't know what to do here. I'm not prepared for this. It's never happened in my life as a broadcaster. I've been doing sports talk radio in D.C. for 13 years. And now you're able to talk about this. I will be shocked if the Capitals, the way that we've seen them win in so many different ways, winning the first two games of a series, losing the first two games, losing three in a row, winning on the road, winning at home. Jesus Christ, how much more difficult has their trip to the Stanley Cup been than Las Vegas is? I'll be shocked if they don't win this.
Lastly, and I hope they win for you. I really do. I'm pulling for you. Let me ask you. What did you think of the WWE deal with Fox that they chose wrestling, your and my favorite thing, over reality and UFC, which you thought was on there like every night, every channel, FS1, FS2, they showed these old clips, the pre-fight undercards, 50 million tough shows, all the fights, Saturday night fight night. I mean, it was all over Fox, and they just said, see you later, bye, and they took wrestling. What did you think of it?
Well, I'm sure I follow at Scott Farrell, and I'm sure you get the same type of tweets that I do whenever I talk about professional wrestling. You know it's fake, don't you? Yeah, no less. So CSI, so Navy NCIS, so Seinfeld, so Game of Thrones, everything else you see. Look at the ratings for Monday Night Raw. They dominate the first round of the NBA playoffs. They dominate the first round of the NHL playoffs. What Fox has done is gone all in on the one area of content that seems to be above streaming. It seems to be above application, above everything. What millennials are up to, look at the top 20 shows that are on television as far as the ratings go. It's NFL, it's college football, it's the Olympics, it's sports. And what Fox has done is they're going to have Thursday night football from the NFL. They're going to have Friday night SmackDown. They're going to have big time, big 12, big 10, all that stuff on Saturday for college football. They're going back to the NFL on Sunday. They realize the one thing that rises above how stratified television is right now is sports and people tuning into that. And the WWE is part of that, and they have outclassed the UFC. As much as I like the UFC, it was the right move, and I think they're going to benefit from it.
You're awesome, dude.
I mean, you're the man when you're the man.
Honestly, you're awesome. That was great stuff tonight, Killer. Go back to your bottle. Have a good weekend.
go back to it. You like I ever put it down throughout the course of the entire interview.
I believe that. I didn't know if he took a belt off of it, though, in the interview. when I was talking. Have a great Memorial weekend. Enjoy the Stanley Cup finals. It starts Monday night in Vegas. We'll be watching. Maybe we'll check back in with you as the series develops. Thanks a lot, Chad.
You're the man, Scotty. Always a thrill to be on. I appreciate it.
Chad Dukes versus the world.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.